Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
And welcome, Frank Rush here, along with Tim Aniskello from the Better Business Bureau of Indiana. Time for us to try to save you some money and keep from getting scammed. Tim, how are you doing today?
Fantastic. How about you, Frank?
Not bad. You guys are the Better Business Bureau. I guess you never really get a break now, do you? Because there's all kinds of crooks out there that keep you busy, right?
That, I tell you what, the scammers are ubiquitous. They are 24/7. And, Frank, what we are finding with scams in general is that this is now big business. These people are typically outside the country. They have invested in scamming operations. And it's not, you know, some guy in his garage doing this. This is really big business now. So, yeah, we never get a break. These folks are sophisticated and in the scamming business, so to speak.
A lot of folks are getting away from landlines, and I've got an app on my phone that basically IDs some scam calls and also will block numbers. And I swear my list of numbers that I have blocked now on my phone is longer than my phone book, you know, of contacts.
Right. Yeah.
They will
call you any way they can get a hold of you.
Every time we get together, we talk about scam websites and things that are out there you need to be aware of on the internet. Everybody's back to school now, and back to school scams on the web, kind of a big deal nowadays.
Yeah, here's what we see this time of year. We get people who will bring in counterfeit items. The big one is shoes. Almost everybody gets, you know, a new pair of gym shoes for school, and they will get popular brands like Nike. Nike seems to be a great one. Put up a website saying, hey, you can get your back-to-school Nikes for just incredibly low prices. You go on that website, and you're not getting Nikes. These are going to be knockoff brands, and these people promote this, particularly this time of year, you know, back to school when you're getting those types of things for the kids. So just be very, very careful of going on a website, seeing just really incredibly low prices for these brand name items, and shoes tend to be the one item that we see the most of, because when you get those, once again, you're not going to have the official Nike or Adidas or whatever it might be. It's going to be a knockoff brand, probably not the same quality that you would get with the actual brand name. So we just see a lot of those this time of year. So just, you know, be very, very careful about deals like that. And you also want to make certain that when you go on these sites, check their security settings. Up in the URL bar, you want to make certain that it says HTTPS. S is the important letter there. And sometimes these sites will even, have places where they'll try to invade your computer trying to get your personal information. So we just see a lot of these fake websites with these knockoff brands this time of year promoting back to school. So be on the lookout for that.
Yeah, there's always someone out there looking to take your money. And let's face it, if you drop $100 on a pair of tennis shoes, you want it to be the right thing.
Yeah, really. Yeah. And you know, the if you're going to get something for your children, they want, you know, the brand name. They don't want to go in there with a knockoff brand type of thing and something that's not going to, you know, hold together, fall apart, that type of thing. So,
although for the price of them, I could understand why you might want to buy them a knockoff because they might be.
but
don't do that.
It's very, very attractive. It's just, you know, you don't want to send your kid to school without the real thing unless you know you're not buying the real thing.
Yeah. Hey, you know, other scams going on out there. Let's face it, kids going back to school, sometimes for various reasons when they sign up for things, they need a copy of the birth certificate. And, or, you know, even that aside, sometimes you need a copy of your birth certificate for whatever reason. And nowadays, folks seem to, I mean, I have mine. I know where it's at. I've got it in a lockbox at the bank. But sometimes folks lose theirs. And sometimes getting a birth certificate, well, that can lead to getting taken advantage of.
Right. Here's another scam that the con artists are doing. These websites that say they will get your birth certificate. First, you know, understand that a birth certificate is an official government document. And like you said, you need it for, if you need a passport, just a variety of sorts of needs out there that you might have to have a birth certificate for. And it is a good idea to get it. Keep it in a safe place so that you know you've got your original birth certificate. But these websites will say that they can get it for you, and then it will never show up. You'll pay for it. It's pretty easy to get. You know, if you go to the county in which you were born and just go to that government agency, the county government or what have you, they will get it for you. Typically, you can do that over the Internet, and it's not too cumbersome of a task, and usually it doesn't cost too much money. So go through official government channels, and once again, be wary of these third-party websites that say they can get it for you. Going through the local governments there is not that big a deal. And, you know, if you live in the county, just go down to the city-county building, the courthouse, what have you. You can get a birth certificate, and, you know, it's not that cumbersome of a task to do. But we do see this with these birth certificates, and that is one of those documents, you know, that you should have, and keep it in a safe place, because from time to time you will need that for different activities that you want to engage in. So we just see a lot of these fake. We can get your birth certificate sites.
Yeah, sometimes those third party things. I mean, they really turn out to be much more of a hassle. Even legitimate third parties can be more of a hassle than just doing it yourself at the government agency or the government office. So, you know.
Yeah. It's not too hard to get. You know, just go back to where you were born, contact them, and they'll ask for some identification from you. But it's not an overly cumbersome process to go through. So yeah, just bypass the websites and do it yourself. It's really not that hard.
And in reality, they're going to have to pay the government agency that you would go to in order to get that anyway. So then they tack their fee on top of it, because nobody does anything for free, because they got to make a profit too. So you'll save yourself money if you just do it yourself.
Right. And you know you're going to get it from the legitimate source. You know, going through a third party, that just complicates one more place where, you know, something nefarious can happen. So just be prudent, go to the government, and they'll get it for you.
One of the other things that's out there nowadays, if you need help, it used to be years ago, and I'm dating myself now, you would dial 411 and get a number or whatever like that. You know, you need help. It wasn't that big of a deal. But nowadays, there's all kinds of places you can go to get help when you have problems. So say you have a problem with Microsoft or Amazon. And let's say, so I'm convinced that a lot of these companies really don't want you to talk to them because they tend to make it kind of hard. But how do you know that you're getting the right number and you're actually getting a hold of the right people? That's turning out to be a way that you can get scammed if you're not really careful.
Yeah, Frank, here's what's happening. You know, like you say, let's say you've got a problem with Amazon or Netflix, and you want to talk to their customer service, to their technical support people. So you Google that, and an 800 number comes up. The scammers now have got the Internet rigged, so to speak, where sometimes their number, and they'll call it a Netflix tech support or Netflix customer service or whatever it might be, their number will come up first. So you're going to call that, and they're going to say, hey, we're Netflix, and they're going to want to charge you something, or they're going to want to take over your computer, all sorts of things. So just be very, very careful when you search for a number, and that number comes up on Google or Bing or whatever it might be, that it is actually the company-sponsored number. The best way to do that is to actually go to the company's website. And they almost all of them have their tech support, their customer service number, you know, right there on the front page of their website, and call that. Because once again, the scammers are very good at putting a fake number up there. Looks like you're calling Netflix. Looks like you're calling Microsoft or Amazon or whatever it might be. So just be very, very careful when you search for something like that you're getting the right number. And, you know, if you get a wrong number and it's a scammer, they're gonna take some money from you. They're going to take over your computer. They're going to do something that you don't want to have happen to you.
You know, a lot of folks don't realize, unless you're real tech savvy, just how easy it is for you or me or anybody else out there to actually go put something out on the web and have it show up in the Google or the Yahoo search engines. I mean, if you do it right, it's really not that difficult to all of a sudden have your fake number or website start showing up.
No, and that's where, you know, I get back to this point of these people now are very professional. They have well-funded, well-organized operations out there that have people who know how the Internet works. They know how to game the Internet, so to speak, like you say, to get your number up there first and make it look like a Microsoft number or what it might be. So, you know, these people are sophisticated. They've got the right technology people working for them, and they know how to do all this stuff. So you're exactly right. It's not that difficult to do. If you know how the system works, you can put a number up there that looks very legitimate, and it doesn't cost you that much money. And all you need is a couple of people to call that number, to fall for it, and you've made yourself some money. So,
The reason they
the
do it
is there for everybody, and you can use it for good or you can use it for bad.
The reason they do it is because you're right; it isn't that expensive. I mean, even if they drop a couple of $1,000 on it, they make that money back in no time flat. Because a lot of people fall for this stuff because they're not paying attention, they're not being careful, which is why we have you on here every month or so to tell us about this stuff. So, hey, folks, pay attention to what's going on. Hey, the other thing, too, you see those signs on the side of the road. You see them on the Internet sometimes and the ads on Facebook and all that. Hey, work from home. It's great. You're going to make a lot of money. Yeah, probably not. And work from home reshipping. It's a scam that's going around out there, and it's really taking advantage of some folks.
Yeah, here's what's happening. People want to get primarily electronic products, computers, whatever it might be. They want to get these shipped outside the country, and they need people, legitimate people, to do this for them. So what they're going to do is they're going to say, hey, you can make some money by reshipping products. They're going to ship you something that they want shipped outside the country. You're going to do that. And it's probably going to be some sort of good that has been stolen, or they somehow want to get it outside the country. So you're going to be, quote, their mule for them. You're going to do it. It's going to get to wherever they want it to go, and then you're not going to get paid for the price of doing that, or get reimbursed for what they said that you are going to do. So two things. Number one, you've helped them get some sort of good that some sort of item that they want shipped outside the country. You're going to do that for them, and then you're not going to get paid for what you've just done. So you're really doing two things here for the scammers. It looks like a great deal. Looks like something that, you know, you can make a lot of money on just by working outside your home. And we've really seen a lot of this. And particularly if it's any sort of electronic good and they want it shipped outside the country, I would be very, very careful about doing anything like that. Once again, these are people trying to get these items outside the country, and they're using unsuspecting, you know, law-abiding citizens to do it.
You know, the thing that always occurs to me, you know, the old saying, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. It's like, okay, if this is really such a great deal, and if I can really make money off of it, well, why aren't they doing it themselves?
that's kind of the obvious, you know, question that you should ask, but you'd be amazed at how many people, just don't think to ask those sort of obvious, hey, you know, why can't you do this yourself? It seems pretty simple. Why are you paying someone else to do this?
Yeah, if it's that great.
They're looking for a law-abiding citizen to do this for them.
The Better Business Bureau of Indiana, you guys have a great website. It has Scam Tracker and all kinds of other things, reviews and everything on it. Folks ought to go there and spend some time, right?
Absolutely. Just go to BBB.org. You can check out trustworthy businesses. You can look for scams. Just check on or click on the Scam Tracker button. If you've been scammed, report a scam through Scam Tracker. Just go to BBB.org, all free to the public.
Yeah, if you've been scammed, yes, it may be embarrassing, but don't keep it to yourself. Let everybody else know what's going on.
Right. That's really the purpose of Scam Tracker, is we want to keep everybody informed as to what's going on. And if you go to Scam Tracker, you'll see a map, and you can hone right into you know, particular counties, particular cities, whatever you want, and see the scams that have been reported in your area. It's updated every single day. So please, if you have been scammed or attempted to be scammed, report that. You're going to be doing a great public service by doing that.
Tim Maniscalco from the Better Business Bureau of Indiana. Again, your website is
BBB.org, all free to the public.
All right, thank you for being with us again this time. I'm Frank Rush.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.